Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 187 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial softball today. My first guest is the head coach of the fifth-ranked Jaguars, and he has guided the team to a 14-9 record, including a 10-6 mark in the CIML Iowa Conference. He is Brett Delaney. Brett, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. I wanted to talk to you after the games last night because I wanted to wait until today to get your reaction, but your team dropped the doubleheader at home to the number four Dodge team last night, falling to the Dodgers by scores of 5-1 and 10-1. You know, it was just a tough night, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the Dodgers came out and ready to play, and we just didn't execute some of our routine stuff that we've been executing. And they took advantage of us last night. And I think our girls will respond. And they came ready to practice today. So last night was a learning experience. We know Fort Dodge is going to be one of the best in the state. We're going to probably see them again in the state tournament up in Fort Dodge later in the season. So, yeah, it was just an opportunity to grow last night. It wasn't our best quality that we put out there. And we know that as coaches, and we know that as the players know that. And we responded well today, so I'm excited about the opportunities ahead of us.
Well, your team entered the doubleheader one game behind Fort Dodge and two games behind number one Waukee Northwest in the Iowa Conference race, so you really needed to at least split and probably even get a sweep to put yourself in position to maybe win the league title. Now you're tied for third place with number 14 Ankeny, and you trail both of those teams by three games with only eight contests remaining. You know, you aren't mathematically eliminated from the conference race, but it's definitely an uphill climb now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we get the opportunity to play the best night in and night out, and we're very fortunate to have what is it, the number one, the number four, the number 15, the number 12 team in our conference. And I'm not sure there's another conference like that in the state of Iowa where you're going to see night in and night out a rated opponent. And nothing's going to be easy. Nothing's handed to us. And we talk about that with the girls all year round. We get to play the best in Central Iowa, and we wouldn't expect anything else. And so we know we're going to have to go out and earn every opportunity given to us and take advantage of those opportunities. And and everything for us night in and night out is just going to be that grind. And some nights we're going to come out on top, and other nights we're going to have learning experiences. And we're just fortunate to get the opportunity and get the opportunity to play again tomorrow and know that we can continue to build on our season. So, yeah, it's a tough conference. We know it's going to be an uphill grind the rest of the way, but it's one game at a time, one opportunity at a time from here on out.
Well, we'll talk about tomorrow's matchup here in a minute, but in the first game last night, you guys ran into All-State pitcher Jalen Adams, and she tossed a two-hitter and had seven strikeouts. She also went 3-for-4 at the plate with a pair of doubles, and she became just the second pitcher in Fort Dodge history to win 100 games. And I saw a tweet from Eric Pratt of the Fort Dodge Messenger, and he mentioned that Adams is now 7-0 in her career against you guys. And I'm sure your team would like another crack at her, but, you know, if you don't see her again, you'd probably be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, we want to see the best and face the best, and all congratulations to go to Jalen. I mean, she had to go out and earn those 100 victories, and she's had some good teammates around her, but, you know, nothing taken away from her. She's a great pitcher, and that's why the University of Iowa is getting a good one. And keeping her in state. And already know our girls are up for any opportunity that they get to see against her and are excited about that opportunity and hope they get another chance at her. We never know what's going to be ahead of us in postseason play. So just getting that opportunity to face her, to face Otsman from Waukee Northwest, to face whoever Ankeny throws at you, to throw whoever Ames throws at you. But yeah, Jalen's a great pitcher. Nothing taken against her. We just didn't come execute some of our things last night up at the plate and make those adjustments throughout the game, and we'll learn from it. We'll grow from it. But yeah, it's a good thing, and we're just excited about those opportunities.
Yeah, I thought your pitcher Jaden Starr in that game threw well enough to maybe win. She allowed seven hits and two walks, you know, against a team that can really pound the ball, and she was able to pitch her way out of trouble a couple of times. But obviously, you guys just didn't give her enough, you know, offensive support.
Yeah, you know, Jaden and Gus have been throwing great for us all year long, and we haven't at times given them enough offensive support behind them. We've been making defensive plays for them, picking them up when they need to. And those two are just pitching their tails off. And we talked about it last night after the game. We've got to step up. for not only them, but for each other, and find ways to execute different things up offensively. And we're very fortunate that we're just kind of halfway, just over halfway through our season, so we've got things to work on. We had a good opportunity at practice today. We got practices here in a couple throughout the week to take advantage of those. And we're just very proud of how our pitchers have worked, all of them, whether it be the girl who's throwing varsity for us or who's all the way down who's throwing eighth grade. And they put in the work in the offseason, and it's truly showing. And those guys give us an opportunity to win every single ball game, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, then the second game last night, you know, Fort Dodge really flexed its muscle at the plate. Mariah Myers hit two home runs and had five RBIs. Adams added a two-run homer. And I thought maybe, you know, the way the wind was blowing last night from right field to left, that it might be kind of difficult to hit one out, you know, especially to right field. But I guess, you know, those two kids, you know, found a way to leave the park. And I was mostly over at the baseball field during that game, but I did step over, you know, just in time to see Myers' second home run. You know, that was really a missile. Yeah, I guess Fort Dodge showed, you know, why they are the defending champs.
Yeah, you know, they can swing the bat, they can pitch it, but so can we. And our girls are coming around. And last night, like you said, the wind was blowing, and we didn't adjust to it a couple times in the outfield, and a couple balls got over our head and just different things like that. And then we left a couple pitches up in the zone, and we learned from those pitches. And I tell you what, Ellie Lorenz came in last night as a sophomore and shut him down for the 5-6-7, and it could have been very easy to roll over and let them in the night early. And our girls battled and just weren't going to give up that. And on a night that wasn't our night, there were some bright spots, and Ellie Lorenz was one of them, came in and shut him down at the end of the game. And I was excited for her to get that opportunity.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about her, because you started Lauren Gustafson in the second game, you know, and you eventually used a couple other pitchers, but then Ellie came in and like you said, shut him down for the last four innings. And that was only her second appearance of the season, but man, she did a great job.
Yeah, you know, any pitcher that we put out there, we have total confidence in them. And last night it was Ellie's opportunity, and she knew she had to just keep us in the game and keep us around to give us an opportunity offensively to get things done. And she did that. She did everything she needed to. Her defense backed her up, and she hit her spots last night. And like I said, we couldn't be more proud of her to get that opportunity. And we kind of talk about any opportunity that's given, you just got to take advantage of it. And last night was one of her opportunities that she got, and she took advantage of it full well. So we're very proud of her.
Well, you guys did hit the ball a little better in the second game off of Lucy Porter, but you just weren't able to string enough hits together. Sydney Morris went 2-for-3 and had a pair of doubles. Jordan Kennedy went 2-for-2. Morris is now hitting 369 on the season, and Kennedy, who is just an eighth grader, leads the team with a 397 average. You know, those two kids have been real consistent all year, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, they have been real consistent, and they're stepping up. Sid last night was a leader for us and found a ways to get things done and try to get the girls going. And her offensive and just her demeanor at the plate lately has just been something to notice, and it's fun to watch. And Jordan, yeah, she is just an eighth grader, but you know, she's out there getting opportunities to play and playing up to the level that she's capable of playing. And we keep challenging her and just tell her nothing's for granted. This game's going to end at some point, and she's just got to go take advantage of these opportunities. And she's very fortunate to have great leaders around her, like Lizzie Klender and Sydney Morris and Addie Starr and Jaden Stair, and the list could go on and on. And so she's got good leadership ahead of her. And that's what this program's about, those older girls showing those younger girls the way. And when that opportunity gets ahead of them, they just take advantage of it. And right now, Jordan's taking advantage of it and staying within herself and staying calm and cool, collected. So we're very proud of her.
Like you mentioned earlier, your team will have another big doubleheader on Wednesday against the Northwest. And just like Fort Dodge, you guys had lost a couple of close games to the Wolves earlier this season, including one in eight innings. So you already know that you can play with them. Do you feel like it's important, though, from a mental standpoint to show that you can beat one of those teams?
Yeah, you know, we were right there the first time through, and we know that it's going to take a couple more hits, a couple more pitches hit the right location, a couple more plays defensively to take that next step. And I think these girls have put in the work that they can show they can play with the best. And yeah, I think they truly got to believe that they can come out and beat the best. And we're going out to win every single game. And as long as we're competing and taking advantage of those opportunities, good things are going to happen. And we're like I said, we're fortunate to play the best in the state. That way, when postseason hits, we know we're ready to go and ready to rock. And Kerry will bring a good group to Centennial tomorrow to play against us, and they'll be ready. But so will we. Okay, our girls have played through the fall together. They played through the spring together, and the core group of girls have played a lot of softball together, and they're going to believe and they're going to trust, and good things are going to happen, and they're going to show that they are one of the best in the state.
Well, this doubleheader could also be important for postseason seeding purposes. The next rankings will come out on Thursday, and I heard that the regional pairings might be out later this week. You know, you guys obviously want to be ranked among the top eight teams because, you know, then I assume you'd be given a number one seed, and that's what you want, right?
Yeah, you know, you're ultimately playing for that number one seed and getting to host all the way through. And no matter what's our road ahead of us, our girls will be prepared. Last year, we had to go on the road to win that game, and it would be nice to host all the way through. But ultimately, we've got to just take care of business one pitch at a time, one play at a time, and one game at a time. And it starts tomorrow night. Oh, we get a chance to rebound. We had a good discussion today that we get a good practice today, and we get a chance to play again tomorrow. And we can't take anything for granted. At some point, this game's going to end. So, yeah, that postseason's ahead of us. We know that's ahead of us. We still, I think, have about 17, 18 regular season games ahead of us to get through first. So whatever's dealt to us, we're going to be excited about that opportunity and take advantage of any opportunity that is put forth in front of us.
Well, your team has certainly peaked at the right time in the last two postseasons. In 2020, you reached the semifinals of the state tournament before losing to Fort Dodge, and you went on to place third. And then, of course, last year you guys made it all the way to the title game before losing to the Dodgers again. And I'm sure you feel like this team is capable of going on another deep postseason run.
They are. There's so much talent in this team, in this program. And as a coach, I'm just so honored that I get the opportunity to coach these girls on a daily basis and help lead them during the offseason. And I wouldn't be anywhere without our senior leaders and our junior leaders and our sophomore leaders and our freshmen and our eighth graders and the parents that are a part of this program. And this program is one of the special ones in the state. And I'm just so fortunate that I get the opportunity with my coaches to help lead these ladies. They'll be ready for that postseason run. They'll be excited to just that goal in mind. And our goal is to get to Fort Dodge every single year. And lately, we've had that opportunity. And the grind's tough. It's not going to be an easy journey. And we just got to take what's given to us and take advantage of those opportunities that are put forth in front of us.
Well, so many of these girls have played key roles on those last two teams. And, you know, and that experience has got to be helpful when you get into the postseason, no matter who you play and where you play them. I mean, that experience has just got to be so valuable.
Yeah, you know, we lost a good chunk of good core senior group last year that were on the field with us, but we returned a lot of girls that were there, and that experience is so valuable. And the part that's fun about this group is they're so interchangeable, and I'm not sure we've had the same hitting lineup two times in a row throughout the whole season. Maybe the last couple games we have, but I know defensively we could place multiple people different places, and just that experience of being there and being in those big game situations is going to pay off for us, and it has paid off for us. But we'll just continue to take those opportunities and take those pitches one step at a time. And I'm very fortunate to have everybody around, and so to have a lot of returning girls that were here from the last couple of years, and see what's ahead of us.
Well, last year your team kind of rode the hot hand of pitcher Sam Klug in the postseason. Of course, she graduated and is no longer on the team. This year's squad has used several different pitchers, although Stair and Gustafson have done the bulk of the work. Do you think this team may have to rely on more of a team effort, you know, from the pitching staff in the postseason?
Yeah, you know, we knew going into the season that we have two junior leaders, and Jaden and Gus, and between those two of the best in the state. And we know offensively we've got to put up some runs for them. We know defensively that they're going to go and they're going to hit their spots, and they might not rack up then the big strikeout numbers that Sam had last year, but you know what, those two are a heck of a pitchers, and it's kind of awesome to have the righty lefty combo in between them, and on different opportunities when Jaden hasn't had her night, Gus has, and vice versa. And we kind of have that staff approach this year with where we are in depth of pitching, and that's not a bad thing one bit, and they've had each other's backs, and I've just been so fortunate that if something hasn't gone their way, it's just been they've gone in the dugout and they've been their biggest cheerleader, both in practice, out of practice, in games, out of games. And that's what this team's all about. They're there for each other and the confidence that they have for each other. And it's just fun to see as a coach to sit back and watch them be there. If it's their night, it's their night, and they're going to go out there. And their partner, their pitching staff's going to be right there behind them. And we've been very fortunate to have them and the whole staff available.
Well, it should be a fun postseason. It'll be here before we know it. So, hey, Coach, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office. Call 515-964-5952 or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is a senior first baseman for the Jaguars. She is batting 206 with one home run, four doubles, and 13 RBIs. She is Lizzie Klunder. Lizzie, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, we kind of broke down last night's doubleheader with Coach. You know, it just wasn't the Jaguars' night, was it?
It definitely was not the best softball we played, and we know that, and everybody around knows that. Anybody watching, the players, the coaches. So I got a little group together. We talked, and we kind of just checked ourselves, said, hey, let's take a step back. We can play with them. We obviously have shown that. We've never pulled through, not yet, but we're always right there with them, and yesterday was just kind of a slip up, I guess.
Well, this has been kind of an odd year in conference play for your team. You guys swept your first doubleheader against Ankeny, and you swept every twin bill against the teams who are behind you in the league standings, but you're now, 0-6 against the top two teams in the conference, Waukee Northwest and Fort Dodge. And I guess those two teams, they've shown why they're tied for first place, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And as Coach had mentioned, three or four of the teams in our conference are in the top ranking. So I would say we have the hardest competition in the state, but that also gives us the opportunities to get better day in and day out and then go in and compete with anybody in the state.
Well, we talked about Jalen Adams' performance last night with Coach, and you've obviously seen a lot of her in your career. What makes her so tough to hit?
I think she definitely has experience there. Obviously she's the same age as I am, so I've been able to see, I've seen her since I was freshman, sophomore, so I've seen her get better every year, and it's just, she definitely is. She spins the ball. She knows what she's doing. She's got a great support system behind her, and I think that's just what makes her so successful.
Well, I know Jalen and her teammate Tori Bennett are both headed to Iowa next year, and I assume Adams was recruited as a pitcher, but she's obviously a great hitter as well. She hit three absolute ropes in that first game last night, and I know she had three more hits, including a home run in the second game, and I know she was named the Gatorade Player of the Year recently. From what you've seen, do you think she's the state's best player?
I would say she's definitely up there. There's definitely other people that could be considered. She's definitely very talented, and she's proven herself. But yeah, I'd say there's other people that are capable of doing what she's done, who just haven't gotten or used their opportunities.
Well, you guys did have a little more success against Lucy Porter in the second game. You guys had six hits, but obviously just wasn't enough. So what was the team's mindset after the doubleheader? You said you kind of got a group of girls together. Did you just kind of have to flush it and move on?
Yeah, we tried to forget about the first game and come together. And obviously, we could see that we weren't really having as much fun. So we tried to come together and have a little more fun together during that game and play how we knew how to play. And then stuff just kind of didn't fall our way, and it was hard to come back from after that. But we still tried to stay loud in the dugout and figure it out. It just didn't go our way last night.
Well, your team will get another chance to play Waukee Northwest on Wednesday. And like we talked about with Coach, you guys already played two close games with them earlier this month. What's it going to take, though, to get over that hump and beat one of those elite teams?
I think especially with Waukee Northwest, considering that our core, kind of like Coach said, we've played in the fall and spring together. We've faced Otsman probably more than anybody else in this conference. We play her in the fall season, and we've hit off of her. So we know we can do that, and I think we need to come together and say, hey, we've done it before. We can do it. Why can't we do it now? So hopefully we can take that into mind, and we'll take care of business tomorrow.
Well, yeah, on paper, Northwest is every bit as good as Fort Dodge. You mentioned Maddie Otsman. She's 14-0 with a 0.42 ERA. And in that earlier game, the eight-inning game, she tossed a seven-hitter with six strikeouts. How does her stuff compare to Adams? She doesn't throw quite as hard, does she?
No, I don't think she throws as hard. I know she throws a little lower in the zone. Just thinking, because we've seen her more. She definitely doesn't throw as hard, doesn't throw as up in the zone. I think she works more out, and she'll get people more off balance with an off speed in there. But no, she won't blow it by you. So when you get a bat on it, it'll go somewhere.
Well, Northwest maybe doesn't have quite as many home run threats as Fort Dodge, but the Wolves are led by Reagan Bartholomew. She's batting .432 with five homers and 37 RBIs. She's someone that you guys definitely have to be careful with, though, right?
Yeah, she's. She's another one I've seen a few times. We played her in the third place game 2 years ago, and I know she can hit the ball hard. Obviously, she's a threat on that team. But so is the rest of them. Anybody can hit in this league. So it's just finding a way to pitch around them and getting them, force them to make mistakes.
Well, I don't know if Coach Delaney has decided, you know, who's going to pitch tomorrow night or not, but we talked with him about how this year's team has used several different pitchers. Jessica Lathrop got her first varsity win on Thursday against Marshalltown, and we talked about how Ellie Lorenz came in and shut down the Dodgers last night. And, of course, Jaden and Lauren have handled most of the duties. They've combined for a 12-6 mark. You know, I'm sure you have confidence that any of those girls can get the job done when they get the call, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've seen Jaden especially step up this offseason and come in, especially because she didn't get as much exposure last year. And I know Gus, obviously, she had a little more experience, and she's coming in and getting the job done. Ellie, I was so proud of her last night coming in a spot that obviously was not easy to come into, being down however many we were down when she came in and then shut them out the whole rest of the game. And I was really proud of her for that, coming in and doing her job and getting it done.
Well, yeah, and for coming in for just your second appearance of the season to face a team like that, that's tough.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well, do you feel like you guys can still be a factor in the conference race, or are you focusing more now and just getting ready for the postseason?
Isn't out of the question now, but obviously we want to play game by game, and once postseason comes out, it's kind of like a new start. It really doesn't matter how many games you win after that. You're focused on what's coming after. But again, game by game, just taking it pitch by pitch and winning everything, or winning each thing one at a time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be important for you guys to win at least one of those games tomorrow night, just to kind of prove to yourselves that you can beat a team like that?
Yeah, I think we especially because we kind of had our, we call it like our come to Jesus talk, and we kind of came together and talked, because we can do it. We can beat these teams. And I think it'll be kind of a wake up call for us getting a win tomorrow, at least one, maybe two. And it'll show us like, hey, that's the number one team in the state. We competed them. We can beat them. And then it'll give us a little more of a confidence going into the postseason.
Well, we talked with Coach about the regional pairings that should be coming out soon. And as it stands right now, it seems like you guys would be in line to get a number one seed for the regional. Now, last year, your team opened the postseason with a 4-2 win over Ankeny. And it's possible, you know, with where the Hawkettes are ranked right now, that you could potentially meet them again. They're playing very well and have moved into a third place tie in the conference with you guys. And of course, the two teams still have a doubleheader to play next Thursday at Centennial. So how would you feel about possibly meeting your crosstown rival in regional play again? Would you like to have, you know, one more matchup against them or not?
Well, I know we get another one. I mean, it's a lot of pressure playing them in the postseason. It is fun. It's a big game. And I have thought about it. I'm like, I don't know how it would happen 2 years in a row after not happening ever. But it would be a big game. I think it'd be fun. And it's, you know, people across town. So it is kind of, it becomes more than a game in that situation. But honestly, I think whoever we're matched up with will be able to figure out a way to win.
Well, I was talking with Sidney Morse's dad at the game last night, and he was saying how he thinks, you know, Ankeny might be one of the best 8 teams as well. And if they could get into a different bracket, I mean, it's possible both you guys could get to state. It'd be fun to see you guys play at state.
Yeah, that's interesting too, especially because at least since I've been in the program, I know that they haven't made it, and it would be a huge scene to play them at state, and it would be pretty cool.
Well, it should be fun postseason. Like I told Coach, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be here before we know it. So, hey, Lizzie, thanks for coming today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a realtor at Coldwell Banker, and he has been on the podcast a few times before. He is Andy Logan. Andy, thanks for joining me on the phone. How are you doing? I'm doing good. Well, hey, it was Father's Day the other day. Did you have a good one? Did you get a chance to watch any of the U.S. Open Golf? Well, good. Glad to hear. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch any of it, but I heard a little bit about it. And, of course, there's been a lot of news about that new LIV Tour. What do you think of that? Do you think that's going to be a good thing for pro golf eventually, or maybe not so much?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it's a good thing for the players. They're just throwing an awful lot of money at those guys, aren't they? Oh, that's crazy. Well, let's talk a little bit about the housing market. What's new at Coldwell Banker? Well, is the summer typically a pretty busy time for you, you know, compared to the rest of the year? Sure. Well, if anybody's interested in taking a look at, you know, any of those MJ properties, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? All right, Andy. Well, hey, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot for joining us today. You bet. Yep, you too. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Centennial softball coach Brett Delaney and senior first baseman Lizzie Klunder. We also had Coldwell Banker realtor Andy Logan joining me on the phone. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.